In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. My entire life could be divided into before and after. It changed everything. Before, I was the golden child. I was the child of promise. I was so special. And my parents, they made sure that I knew how special I was. They had prayed for me for literally decades and decades. They had never been able to have children. And then when I was born, they finally had everything that they wanted. And oh, did they spoil me silly. Everything was about me. The whole world revolved around me. I was the child of promise who was going to save the whole world. I was so special. My parents could never say no to me. I had them wrapped around my little finger. When I said jump, they jumped. Oh, it was good. I loved having the world revolve around me. I was the center of the universe. And then it happened. I remember that morning, Dad waking me up, and I could already tell in his face things were different. He was quieter than normal, sort of the way that he would gush over me every morning and just praise the fact that I was here, that I was his son. It was different. He told me to get packed up. He told me to grab the wood, get it packed up, get the donkey ready. We were going on a journey. Make sure we had some food. It wasn't going to be a short one. So I got everything packed up with the help of the two servants who were coming with us. Met Dad outside the camp. And we started going. He chose the direction, but he didn't talk much. It was weird. He stared at the ground a lot, mumbled to himself a lot. But we went. I didn't really feel like pushing him to kind of see what was going on, so I just went with it. Maybe something had happened between him and Mom. He was in a mood, I didn't know. So we kept journeying. The first night came and went. The second night came and went. And over those first 2 days, it felt like a slow death in my relationship with my dad. I didn't feel like the center of the world anymore. There was a darkness about everything that he was doing. The third day, we traveled a good distance and we got to the base of a mountain. I was unfamiliar with it. And Dad told the servants to stay behind. He said we were climbing to the top of the mountain to offer a sacrifice to God. A God that he had talked a lot about off and on, but frankly, I didn't hear much about this God, really, before. He had talked about him, but the world really did seem to revolve around me. But he said it was time for him to renew his relationship with this God. So up we started climbing. I decided to break the awkward silence as we were going up the mountain. I said, Dad, we forgot the lamb. Where is the lamb for the sacrifice? It took him a little bit to answer. We just kept trotting on. And when he finally did respond, I'm not sure he was really talking to me. I think he might have been talking to himself. But he said, I'm certain the Lord will provide. Okay. So on we went. We made our way to the top of the mountain and he told me to get the altar prepared, to gather the stones from the mountain, build them into an altar, get the wood prepared for the sacrifice. I did everything and I looked at Dad with that same question in my eyes, Where is the sacrifice? Where is the lamb? And then what happened next was the most surreal thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And it was so strange that I didn't even put up a fight. Dad just quietly, without a word, walked over to me. He had the bindings, and he started to tie me up. I was so confused. I was starting to realize, was it possible that I was the sacrifice that was to be offered to God? But it didn't make any sense. I was the child of promise. I was what the world was hinging on. Without me, nothing could go on. That's what my parents had taught me from the day one. I was the one through whom the world was going to be saved. I couldn't possibly be sacrificed. It was all about me. But I was stunned. Stunned into complete silence. If you've ever been shocked so much, you just were paralyzed. That's what happened to me. He tied me up, and he helped me get on the altar. And I was compliant. So confused. And when he looked at me and he raised the knife, it seems weird, but I swear it was a look of love in his eyes. I'd never really seen that look before, honestly, but I think that's what love looked like. It wasn't Dad the way he used to, just giving me everything I wanted. There was a fierceness there, but it was love. He was really doing what he thought was best for us all. And I remember the sun glimmering off the knife, and I closed my eyes. But then Dad started to talk to himself. He started to mumble under his breath. I opened my eyes and he started to wander off. I was confused. And then I saw it. There, stuck in the bushes, just a few dozen yards from us, was a ram. Its horns were caught in the brambles. And Dad got the ram and he brought it over to the altar. He untied me and brought me down. And then we offered the ram to God. We didn't talk on the way home. It felt like our relationship was shattered. I'll be honest, I hated him. I hated him. And when I told Mom what had happened, she helped me. We punished Dad every day for the rest of our lives. We never treated him the same. And I don't think he was ever the same. There was a darkness about him the rest of his life, a quietness. He spoke a lot less. The smiles were less frequent. And I hated him. But after I moved out of the house, and I had my own boys, twin boys, and my own wife, my own family, as I got older, I started to think a lot more about my dad. I started to wonder what was going on within him, what had changed, why he had done such a horrific thing. And after I had my own experiences as a father, I really started to put some pieces together. I saw how manipulative my boys could be. I saw how my wife, she would just work with them, to pull every string, to just get what they wanted. I saw how God just really wasn't important in their everyday decisions. And I started to think about what my dad must have been going through. I saw the temptations of a family. How so quickly the world could revolve around your family. And yeah, we'd talk about God, but he really didn't matter. And my views of my dad started to change. My respect for him just exploded. I remembered that look he gave me as he was raising the knife. And I started to have that own look, that look myself, when I looked at my boys. As I started to tell them no. As I started to tell them that the world wasn't about them. So as I sit here in my old age, I think back at that moment as the greatest gift that my dad ever gave me. I didn't understand it for decades, but he showed me in that moment that the world was not about me. He showed me that the world did not revolve around me. That there was a God that was so much bigger than everything in our personal lives. And that it wasn't me that was special, it was this God, this creator who had made us and was wanting to fix the brokenness that we had brought into the world. That the world did not revolve around me, it revolved around the creator. And that we needed to reorient our lives appropriately. That nothing, not even family, was really important in comparison to God. That when compared with the Lord, everything else has to fade away. And my dad, he got that at the end of his life, even though it destroyed his closest relationships. And as I look back on it, he was a loving father to the very end. He took care of me with a passionate, self-sacrificial love. He took care of Mom, even though we hated him. He continued to love us. He continued to speak about God. And the phrase that I heard him say, he didn't speak much at the end of his life, but the words that he would say was the phrase he told me climbing that mountain. What he named that mountain, he would just tell us, the Lord will provide. We hated that in the moment because we felt like he was avoiding the issues. But he kept telling us, the Lord will provide. It seemed like it was the only thing he thought that was worth saying as he got older. The Lord will provide. So when the famine struck us, and I was tempted to move down to Egypt for food, I remembered my dad's words. The Lord will provide. And I remembered how he told me he had made the mistake of taking Sarah down to Egypt with him, and it had been a disaster early in their marriage. So I avoided the pitfall that my dad had made. Don't trust Egypt. The Lord will provide. So as my boys, Jacob and Esau, are on their own now, it's really the only thing I tell them. And as my wife, Rebecca, seems to hate me in the way that Sarah hated Abraham. It's really all I tell her as well. The Lord will provide. I hope you guys can learn the lessons that my dad learned. Hard lessons. Maybe avoid going through the same trials we went through. Don't put your family first. Don't do it. God is the center. He's the all. And the Lord will provide. Don't compromise your allegiance to Him. He will be there. I don't know how, but He will. The Lord will provide. Amen.